Elijah has come, he has done his work already, as John has seen the bride, has made ready, and now we are waiting for the coming of Jesus, for the when lamb shall take us. Oh, and that's the reason we shout hallelujah, praising our King across the river, where shining river, where the saints will gather. There we shall see our blessed Messiah. Our hopes are bright, our lamps are burning, day by day our hearts are yearning. This is the evening, he will come in the morning, then we shall wait till the dawning. Oh, that's the reason, that's the reason we shout hallelujah, praising our King across the river, that shining river where the saints shall gather. There we shall see our blessed Messiah.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we do thank you for the hope that is within us, Lord. And Father, we just come upon this day to ask of thee that you just continue to feed the flame that is inside of our soul, that that hope may grow brighter and brighter unto that perfect day. Father, we long to shut ourselves in, to be shut away from the atmosphere of this world, from the affairs of this life. And once again, to sit at your feet for your glory is our desire. Father, may you bless your people, bless the gathering of your people, even as prayer has been made for your bride upon this day. We do pray for your saints, wheresoever they would gather upon this day, that you would gather with them. And Father, how we long upon this day, that as we'd go from this place, we'll say we're not the same as when we came. How we would desire that you would just minister us a further step up the way. Father, that's our petition. Father, we bring ourselves to each and every one of us. We just give ourselves into your hands. How we long to step out of the way. How we long just to get the human element, Father, each person that would be listening, to get the human mind out of the way. Father, he that would speak, just to get every, Father, thought of my own out of the way. And how we'd long that you would minister and that you would listen and that you would believe your word. That, Father, it may manifest itself for your glory. Father, bless your people upon this day. Bless the word as we read it. Bless the interpreter. Thank you for song worship. Thank you for praise.
Amen.
In Zion upon this day.
Amen.
Be with us in everything that we think and say and do. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints, we do greet you once again this morning in Jesus' name. We want to greet Brother James's friend, Heman. Is that it? We do greet him in Jesus' name. It's nice to be with him. And also Brother Vladimir's father. Really nice to see him once again. It's been a few years back he was visiting us, so we do greet him. That's nice to see him. And Brother Vlad was thanking the Lord for a safe journey. And also Brother Robert was sending greetings from Sister Halina in Poland. So we do accept those greetings as well. Also Sister Tariro, she contacted me this week, was sending greetings to the saints. She's coming back on the 19th, so she was requesting prayer. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We go straight to the word. Let's just read one verse, which is verse 13. I'm going to just apologize for something in advance here. You know, we had Brother Peniel came. We then had Brother Tom come. And then last weekend, we had Brother Lubanzan on Wednesday. And it's been a real fine time. So today, I've been asked by the deacons to speak on certain things about church order and elections. But we have Brother Dele coming next week. Brother Dele from Nigeria will be with us next week. And no matter how much I tried, I just kept on feeling, rather let's leave that until after Brother Dele comes. Because I really felt we're going to break the continuity of something that the Lord's trying to do. So if you'll forgive me, let's postpone our things for 2 weeks. We do our own church affairs then. But I think with the Lord, when he's building something up, I think it would be very wise this weekend just to continue on and let Brother Dele come next week and build it up some more. Rather than trying to force something different today down a different line. I just couldn't do it. I just didn't really feel, when I was trying to study down that line, I didn't feel it in my soul that this was going to fit. So let's lay aside our program a little bit, because we desire the Lord's program. Let him build up the faith of the saints. And that's how we spoke what we did last night at communion. And today we just want to try to reinforce some of the things that have already been said. And our topic today is going to be persuaded of the promise.
Le sujet, c'est persuadé, convaincu.
So we'll take it from Hebrews 11, verse 13. This is speaking of the Old Testament believers.
Il parle des croyants de l'Ancien
Testament. But I love the way the scripture unfolds itself.
Mais je crois la manière dont l'écriture se révèle.
It says, these all died in faith. So all of these people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
tous ces gens, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
when they died under the dominion of faith.
Ils sont morts sous la domination de la foi.
They hadn't yet received the promise.
Ils n'avaient pas encore reçu la promesse.
But they had the faith for the promise.
Mais ils avaient la foi dans la promesse.
And how did they get that faith? Look what it says.
Comment ont-ils obtenu cette foi?
It says, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off.
Ils les ont vus de loin.
So first we see the promise afar off.
D'abord, nous voyons des promesses de loin.
Maybe it's not so real to us at first, the
peut-être
promise.
Cela n'est pas si réel pour nous.
But we see it far off.
Mais nous les voyons de loin.
It says, and were persuaded of them.
Et ils étaient persuadés.
So they allowed the promise to persuade them.
Ils ont laissé les promesses les persuader.
And they embraced them.
Et les ont embrassés.
And they confessed that they were pilgrims and strangers. I believe that's the way that it works since. We see the promises far off. Then we allow the promise to persuade us. Then we embrace the promise to ourselves. Then we confess that promise. This is mine. And then we receive the faith. That's exactly what happened to these believers. You may be seated. May the Lord bless his word. So that is the thought we're looking at today is persuaded of the promise.
La pensée, c'est persuadé de la promesse.
You know, just after what Brother Lubanza was preaching last week,
après ce que
on the body, soul, and spirit,
sur les
you know, I just wanted to just bring up some pictures we did some years back.
Nous allons ramener quelques images.
I think some of the saints will remember 2004,
vous pouvez vous rappeler en 2004,
when we were speaking about the body, soul, and spirit.
Quand nous parlions du corps, esprit et
because
âme.
On this one of receiving any promise,
parce que si vous voulez recevoir
as the brother promise, so well preached for us over these last services,
comme le frère a prêché le service dernier,
there's certain things we need to know.
Il y a certaines choses que nous devons connaître.
There's a certain way that God has of dealing with the souls of people.
Il y a une certaine manière dont Dieu traite avec l'âme des gens.
And if you've received any divine promise,
et si vous recevez n'importe,
you know, there's like a process that brings you to the promise.
C'est un processus qui t'amène à
and there's
promise.
An enemy. who's going to try his best in the greatest battle ever fought to keep us from the promise.
Pour nous garder d'y arriver.
So some years back when we looked at spiritual warfare,
quelques années passées, quand nous regardions le combat spirituel,
this is a real old slide.
Ça, c'est un vieux,
but this gives maybe just image. In simplicity this principle, these three slides.
Cela nous montre la simplicité de ce principe.
So the whole thing which we're trying to do
tout ce que nous essayons de
is
faire,
we're trying to get the word to the soul.
Nous essayons d'amener la parole dans
once the promise gets to your soul,
quand la promesse entre dans ton âme,
you're going to receive that promise.
Vous allez la recevoir.
So God wants to get the word to the soul.
Dieu veut amener la parole dans l'âme.
That's when the battle's over.
C'est alors que la bataille s'est
but terminée. We know there's an enemy.
Mais il y a un ennemi.
And he works in the realm of the human spirit.
Et il travaille dans l'esprit de l'homme.
In the realm of your reasoning, your,
dans
your memory,
dans le raisonnement, dans la mémoire,
your conscience,
dans la conscience.
And he wants to build strongholds there.
Et il veut construire une forteresse là-bas.
Maybe you've been through bad religious experience before.
Parfois, vous avez été dans des mauvaises expériences.
That's in your memory.
Cela se trouve dans ta mémoire.
And in your subconscious, in your memory,
dans ta mémoire, dans ton subconscient,
whenever you go through something, maybe unpleasant,
chaque fois que tu traverses quelque chose de pas très bien,
that's stored away in like a memory bank.
Cela vous ramène tout cela dans la mémoire.
And what emotions
et les émotions
were associated with that event are also stored away.
Les émotions que nous associons à cet événement sont aussi.
When you were young, you might have been scared by a dog.
Quand vous étiez petit, vous pouvez avoir été effrayé par un
chien. I see it with with Rachel, our daughter.
Je le vois avec ma petite.
She's had a bad experience sometime with a dog.
Elle a eu une mauvaise expérience avec.
Because whenever she sees a dog,
parce que chaque fois qu'elle voit un chien,
there comes fear.
C'est là la peur.
There comes panic.
La panique.
That's coming from her subconscious.
C'est là vient de son subconscient.
Whenever she comes across a certain situation, certain events,
devant une certaine situation,
something which has been buried down deep,
quelque chose qui était caché là dedans,
in her human spirit, in the realm of the spirit,
dans son esprit humain,
in her memories,
dans sa mémoire,
when the event comes, it brings that from the subconscious.
Quand les événements se produisent, il examine ces là.
And it brings the same emotions from the subconscious. Conscious
et cela fait reproduire les mêmes
that you felt when you first went through that.
Que vous aviez ressenti quand vous aviez expérimenté ça pour la
première fois. And that can build strongholds
et cela
in
peut
our
construire
lives.
Une forteresse dans notre
âme. You may have gone through false religious teaching.
Peut-être que vous avez eu des mauvaises enseignements
and had a bad experience.
Peut-être que vous avez une mauvaise expérience.
I was in Pentecost.
J'étais pentecôtiste.
I heard so much about seed faith.
J'ai eu beaucoup de mauvaises
and so much prosperity preaching.
On a prêché sur la prospérité.
And there were some bad situations that went with that.
Et il y avait beaucoup de mauvaises situations qui
so whenever somebody
accompagné.
Brings up that topic,
et chaque fois que quelqu'un amène ce sujet
something
là,
comes from the subconscious.
Quelque chose s'élève de mon
and you straight away feel, but hey, what's going on here?
Je prends position.
You don't mean it to be like that.
Vous ne voulez pas réellement le faire.
This is something which is stored down deep.
C'est quelque chose qui est emmagasiné au plus profond.
Inside of who you are.
À l'intérieur de ce qui vous
and
êtes.
And many of these things.
Et la plupart de ces choses.
They're like strongholds.
Ce sont ils construisent des.
So when the Lord now wants to come and bring His word to your soul.
Quand Dieu veut maintenant amener sa parole dans ton.
Maybe you were sick before.
Parfois vous étiez malade avant.
Maybe you were under a ministry.
Peut-être vous étiez sous un.
We
ministère.
Were under one back home.
Nous étions
where our pastor didn't have much pity on someone that was sick. He would like look down on somebody. Where's your faith? How can a son of God be sick? Now friends, that's not that wise.
C'est pas assez sage.
Because it puts somebody under a pressure.
Parce que vous mettez quelqu'un sous pression
when they're sick.
Quand il est malade.
And then the way maybe he would present the promises of divine healing.
Et la manière même dont il présente la promesse de la guérison.
It wasn't presented in a way to persuade you of the promises.
Il le présente pas de manière à vous persuader des
but
promesses.
Instead it was those promises seemed to be far off and you couldn't get to them.
Il essayait de les mettre très plus loin de vous.
And that gets stored away in your experiences.
Et cela reste emmagasiné dans ton expérience.
So the next time maybe you get sick.
Et la prochaine fois quand tu es malade.
And you want to stand on the promises of God.
Et tu veux te tenir sur la promesse de Dieu.
There's already a blockage.
Il y a un blocage.
The word trying to get straight to your soul to set you free.
La parole essaie d'entrer dans ton âme pour te libérer.
Because you shall know the truth and truth shall set you free.
Parce que vous connaîtrez la vérité et la vérité vous.
That word as it comes in.
Cette parole comme elle s'approche.
Something rises up.
Quelque chose s'élève.
There's an objection.
C'est une objection.
Maybe you weren't healed in the past when you were praying
Peut-être
for.
Vous n'étiez pas guéri dans le passé.
And you never understood why.
Vous n'aviez pas compris pourquoi.
And you gave over and says, maybe it's not for me.
Et vous avez dit, peut-être c'est pas pour
and
moi.
Then you get to the situation, you need that promise to be manifest.
Et vous êtes maintenant dans une situation, vous voulez que cette promesse se manifeste.
And you get yourself back in the word.
Et vous entrez vous-même dans la parole.
And you read that same scripture.
Et vous lisez cette même écriture.
And it brings from your subconscious
et cela ramène de votre
those bad memories of the experience of the past. And that can be a blockage now.
Et cela peut être un blocage.
Until you deal with that.
Jusqu'à ce que vous traitiez avec cela.
And friends, it's only revelation.
C'est seulement la révélation.
It's only grace.
C'est seulement la grâce.
That can help you to deal with this.
Qui peut vous aider à
to remove that out of the way.
Pour vous enlever cela
so that the word can get to the soul.
Et c'est alors la parole peut
I'll give you a simple example from the word.
Je vais vous donner un petit exemple
de Here comes the Son of Man himself, Jesus.
Et le fils de l'homme lui-même,
the word
est
made
venu,
flesh.
La parole fait chair.
He comes to the woman at the well.
Il est venu à la femme au puits.
What is his aim?
Quel était son but?
He wants to set her free.
Il veut la libérer.
He has the power.
Il a la puissance.
He has the word.
Il avait la parole.
To set her free.
Pour la libérer.
But he knows.
Mais il sait.
She's been through a lot.
Qu'elle a traversé beaucoup de choses.
There's a lot of scars in her experience.
Il y a beaucoup de cicatrices dans son
expérience. There's a lot of man's teaching.
Il y a eu beaucoup d'enseignements.
Different things that have influenced her inside of her life.
Différentes choses qui ont eu de l'influence dans sa vie.
So the moment he approaches her,
et quand Jésus s'approche d'elle,
the word is trying to get to the soul.
La parole essaie d'entrer dans l'âme.
He says, "Woman, get me a drink."
Il dit, femme, donne-moi à boire.
Stronghold.
Il y a une forteresse.
Tribalism.
Et le tribalisme.
She grew up under tribalism,
elle a
racialism.
Dans le tribalisme, dans le racisme.
She says, "We Samaritans,
elle a dit, nous, Samaritains
aren't supposed to fellowship with you Jews."
Nous sommes pas censés communier avec vous Juifs.
Now she was a victim there.
Elle était victime.
She didn't ask to be born
elle n'avait pas
and her parents to teach her like that and society to teach her like that.
Et que l'église l'enseigne comme cela.
And that belief
cette croyance,
it was reinforced and went into her subconscious.
Elle était entrée dans son subconscient.
And that day when she's coming to the well, she wasn't thinking of Jews and Samaritans.
Ce jour-là, quand elle venait au puits, ne pensait pas aux Juifs ou aux Samaritains.
And then here comes Jesus.
Et Jésus vient.
And he's in the form of a Jew.
Il vient sous la forme d'un Juif.
And as soon as she sees him,
et dès qu'elle l'a vu,
something comes from back within the memories.
Quelque chose s'est levé du dedans de son
But this man's a Jew and I'm a Samaritan.
Et cette personne est juive.
We're not supposed to fellowship with each other.
Je suis pas censé communier avec
and
elle.
Jesus knew.
Et Jésus savait.
Let me not get involved in this.
Je ne vais pas m'impliquer dans ceci.
And he continues to speak.
Il a continué
and
à
he
parler.
Says, if you knew who you were speaking to,
dit, si tu
you would ask of
parlais,
me and I would give you to drink.
Tu allais me demander de l'eau et j'allais te
and donner. Then she again, listen now, she's got another stronghold.
Et y a une autre barrière qui se lève,
her okay. former religious teaching.
Ses enseignements religieux qu'elle a eu.
But you say,
mais vous
we should worship in Jerusalem.
Que nous devons adorer à Jérusalem.
But we believe,
mais nous croyons,
we should worship in the mountain.
Que nous devons adorer à la montagne.
Can you see how easy it is?
Voyez-vous comment
the devil's done so much work
que le diable a construit beaucoup de
in the lives of people
dans la vie des gens,
through politics,
dans la politique,
through false religion,
avec la fausse religion,
false doctrine, all of these things.
Et toutes ces choses.
And these things are stored away in the subconscious,
et toutes ces choses sont
in the realm of the spirits of people.
Dans l'esprit des gens.
And the moment that we approach them,
et dès que nous
or the word wants to get through,
quand la parole veut entrer,
you've got to really be wise sometimes in your dealing.
Parfois, vous devez être très sage.
Like we gave the example before.
Comme j'ai donné un exemple avant,
this Bible, when we see it,
que cette Bible, quand nous la regardons,
when I see the Bible,
quand je regarde
what
la
reaction
Bible,
do you have? You love it.
Quelle est la réaction?
You
je
say,
l'aime.
This is liberty.
J'ai dit, c'est la liberté.
This is God's word.
C'est la parole de Dieu.
This is the most precious book.
J'ai dit que c'est le livre le plus précieux.
But you're someone maybe that was brought up in a Catholic system.
Mais quelqu'un qui a grandi dans un système catholique.
Who was maybe abused by a priest.
Qui a été parfois abusé par un prêtre.
Or was living in a Catholic school and they were cruelly treated by nuns maybe in the youth.
Ou qui a étudié dans une école catholique où ils ont été maltraités par
des and those people used the Bible.
Et ces gens avaient utilisé la Bible.
To justify what they were doing.
Pour justifier ce qu'ils faisaient.
When you bring the same Bible that you love,
cette même Bible que vous aimez,
and you present it before that person,
et que vous la présentez à cette personne,
they don't have the same feeling that you feel.
Ils n'auront pas la même sensation.
Because what they associate this Bible with,
parce que ce à quoi ils associent cette Bible,
is the experiences they went through in the past.
C'est l'expérience qu'ils ont traversée dans
le passé. And those memories come back,
et ces mémoires reviennent.
Feelings come back, and maybe
ces sensations
fear and hatred and whatever confusion
la peur,
comes
la
back.
Haine, la confusion.
And you'll be surprised, and, but this is God's word.
Et vous serez surpris, vous direz, mais ça c'est la parole de Dieu.
Why don't you believe the Bible?
Pourquoi ne crois-tu pas la Bible?
But you've got to understand.
Mais vous devez comprendre.
The devil's been at work.
Que le diable a travaillé.
And friends, in every one of our lives.
Et chacun dans chacun.
Satan
de nos
has been at work.
Et Satan a été en train
That's
de travailler.
That's the battleground the prophet said is here.
C'est le champ de bataille, le prophète dit.
In the realm of your spirit.
Dans la dimension de
So there's been all of these battles down through your life.
Il y a eu toutes ces batailles dans votre vie.
Bad relationships with people.
Des mauvaises relations avec les gens.
I heard somebody saying it the other day.
J'ai entendu quelqu'un dire,
this brother was preaching about
quand ce prédicateur prêchait,
how lovely Jesus was.
Combien Jésus était merveilleux.
And this sister came to him in the office afterwards.
Et cette sœur est venue dans le bureau du pasteur et l'a dit,
it's so hard.
C'est si dur
for me to think of Jesus as lovely and tender and gentle.
C'est difficile pour moi de croire que Jésus aime les gens, il est tendre, il est gentil.
Because every relationship I've had with men,
parce que toutes les relations que j'ai eues avec
right from my father,
depuis mon père,
and through the different marriages I've been through,
et au travers de tous les mariages que j'ai traversés,
there've been people that have been cruel and hard.
Ces gens ont été cruels et durs envers.
So whenever I think of men,
chaque fois que je pense aux hommes,
I associate with that kind of a behavior.
Je les associe à ce genre de comportement.
With that kind of pain that I've been through.
Avec ce genre de douleur que j'ai traversé.
With those experiences that I wish I could forget.
Et ces expériences que je souhaite oublier.
So when now you come and try to tell about the man Jesus,
quand vous essayez de lui parler de l'homme Jésus,
that this is the most precious man you'd ever want to know.
Que c'est l'homme le plus précieux.
He's your best friend.
C'est votre meilleur ami.
She had strongholds in there.
Elle a des barrières érigées.
And friends, this really needs the grace of God.
Et cela demande la grâce.
It really needs the revelation of the word, the truth.
Il faut la révélation de la vérité
to set you free.
Pour vous libérer.
You know, and one way, like with that brother, I thought of it myself.
Et une fois, comme j'ai pensé sur ce
if
frère,
she had have said to him,
quand c'est que ce frère lui a dit,
but I want to know this Jesus.
Je veux connaître ce
I want to know who he really is.
Et la femme a dit, je veux
how can I overcome?
Comment puis-je vaincre?
This misconception I have of men.
Cette mauvaise conception que j'ai des hommes.
It's simple.
C'est facile.
It's the same as you and I.
C'est comme vous et moi.
You may not know me.
Vous pouvez ne pas me
and
connaître.
Someone may tell you.
Mais quelqu'un peut vous dire,
that is the most evil man.
C'est l'homme le plus méchant.
That is the most wicked man that was ever born.
C'est l'homme le plus méchant.
He's got a tail that he hides in his trousers.
Il va vous dire
he's the devil.
C'est le diable.
You know, the only way you'll overcome that is let's spend some time together.
La meilleure façon de vaincre,
let's have communion with each other.
Laisse-moi passer
let's talk
avec
and
lui.
Fellowship.
Laisse-moi le connaître, parler avec lui.
And that's when you find out what somebody is really like.
C'est alors que vous connaissez qui est réellement.
And if that sister
et avec cette soeur
would just have invited Jesus
elle avait seulement invité
and says, Jesus,
dit Jésus,
I want to fellowship with
je veux
you.
Communier avec
I want to know what you really like.
Je veux connaître réellement
I might have heard people say this, that, and the other.
J'ai entendu ce que les gens disent de toi.
I might have been through these relationships.
J'ai traversé certaines relations.
But if she could have spent time with him,
si elle pouvait seulement penser
through his spirit and through his word,
et au travers de son esprit,
and Christ in his people, the reflection of Christ in his body,
dans son peuple, dans son corps,
that's the way that she had started to overcome.
C'est la seule manière qu'elle pouvait commencer à vaincre.
That which had been built up inside of her.
Ce qui a été emmagasiné.
And that's why sometimes when promises are brought to people,
c'est pourquoi parfois quand les promesses sont
the person
gens,
wants to receive the promise.
Les gens veulent recevoir les promesses.
They want to be set free.
Ils veulent être guéris.
But sometimes it's not so easy for them.
C'est pas si facile pour eux.
Because there's these objections that rise up.
Parce qu'il y a cette opposition qui s'élève.
Memories that rise up in different
mémoires,
things.
Les mémoires et les souvenirs qui s'élèvent.
And that's what the prophet said. It's the greatest battle ever fought.
C'est ce que le prophète
it's
dit
the battle in the mind.
C'est la bataille dans l'âme.
He says the devil chose it.
Il dit le diable l'a choisi.
As the battlefield.
Comme son champ de bataille.
Because that is the place where decisions are made.
Parce que c'est là que les décisions sont faites.
That's where decisions are made.
C'est là que les décisions
so when the truth comes to you,
quand la vérité vous est présentée,
there can be a conflict. That's okay. We'll see it as we go. It's normal.
Avoir un conflit, c'est vrai, c'est normal.
Sometimes it's got to go through the gauntlet of different things.
Parfois, vous devez aller
it's okay.
À travers des combats de différentes
it's
choses.
Normal. You didn't ask for these things in your life.
Vous n'aviez pas demandé ces choses
and God vie. Knew that they would be there.
Et Dieu savait que cela devait
so
être là.
God has a way of dealing with those situations.
Dieu a une manière de traiter avec ces situations.
But when the truth gets down to the free will,
mais quand la vérité arrive devant la,
trying to get in the soul,
essayant d'entrer dans l'âme,
that's where you've got to be careful.
C'est là que vous devez être prudent.
Be careful of the final decision that you make.
Soyez prudent au sujet
about
de la
the truth that has been presented to you.
Au sujet de la vérité qui vous est présentée.
There's nothing wrong in questioning the truth.
Il y a rien de mal à vous poser.
Let me give you an example. Let's open Luke chapter 1.
Ouvrons dans Luc chapitre 1.
And we'll see two different people here.
Vous allez voir deux personnes différentes ici.
And the truth comes to them, anointed truth.
Et la vérité leur est présentée.
The message of the hour comes to them.
La vérité went.
First we'll look at Mary.
D'abord, nous regardons à Marie.
Look how the truth comes to her.
Regarde la vérité qui lui est
in verse 28,
au verset 28,
Luke chapter 1,
Luke chapitre 1,
it says, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. That's a powerful message, friends.
C'est un message puissant.
An anointed angel from the presence of God
de la présence de
coming
Dieu,
to tell you as an individual
vous dire, vous, un individu,
you are highly favored by God.
Que vous avez trouvé grâce
the Lord Dieu, is with you.
Que le Seigneur est avec vous.
Blessed are you among women.
Béni sois-tu parmi les femmes.
Now you would have thought she would have rejoiced straight away and said,
j'ai pensé peut-être my, que se réjouir et
that's
dire,
wonderful.
Je sais, c'est merveilleux.
But look what verse 29 says.
Mais verset 29 dit,
and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying.
Elle était troublée par cette parole.
And she cast in her mind
elle s'est demandé,
what manner of salutation this should be.
Quel genre de salutation
it has to go through the mind first, friends.
Cela vient d'abord dans l'esprit.
And at first she doesn't understand.
D'abord, elle n'a pas compris.
And there's fear.
Et il y a la peur.
How do you know there's fear? Because the next verse the angel says,
parce que
and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary.
L'ange lui a dit, n'aie pas peur,
for you have found favor with God. And all the time when God deals with people, he says, fear not. Fear not. Somebody told me the other day, the phrase fear not or similar is found 365 times in the Bible. Maybe once for every day of the year. But the Lord has to sometimes deal with those fears. That uncertainty. So this anointed message comes to her. God wants to manifest his word in her. She's the chosen one. But when the message comes at first, a very personal message, very personal promises, she's troubled in her mind. And God understands, friends. He knows this is what it's got to go through. And so the angel now starts to tell her how she'll conceive and how great Jesus will be. But look in verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? There's nothing wrong with asking God those questions. That's not unbelief. She's trying to get the things in order. The prophet says, if you can get the word and your conscious, your mind, and your soul, in line,
en alignement,
you receive the promise.
Vous allez recevoir la
but you've got to get the things in line.
Mais vous devez les aligner.
You might look at it in your mind and say, that's the truth in the word.
Vous pouvez avoir ça dans votre pensée,
but say in your subconscious, something is saying, but maybe it's not for me.
Mais dans votre
I've been through this before.
Dit, c'est pas pour moi. J'ai traversé
I remember last time somebody prayed for me.
La dernière fois, quelqu'un a prié pour
you've
moi.
Got to deal with that.
Vous devez traiter,
and there's nothing wrong with going to the Lord and saying, Lord,
il y a rien de mal à aller auprès du Seigneur et dire, Seigneur,
how shall this be?
Combien cela
How can I overcome this? Lord, I need you to persuade me. Answer my objections here. I don't want these objections. I'm a victim of circumstances. These are things maybe which are remnants of what you've been through. Maybe you were brought up in a church that taught there's no divine healing. There's no miracles, it was just for the apostles. You didn't ask to go through that church. And when that was preached to you over and over again, it was filed away in your subconscious. It became a belief. So when now you come to the stage, you need the manifestation of a promise. And somebody comes with anointed truth which will set you free. That old belief comes back. But I was told, that's not for me. It was just for the disciples. Different things like that. Now there's nothing wrong with that. That's not unbelief. What unbelief is the final decision that your free will makes. If you're asking the Lord, I want to believe you. But I need you to help me. I need you to persuade me. That's not unbelief. But if you get to the stage, the promise comes to you. And you say, I can't believe that. You're going to get in trouble with God now. Because that's what Zechariah did in the same chapter. The angel came to him and said, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. You're going to have a son. Elizabeth is going to have a son in her old age. Zechariah said, this can't be. I'm old. She's old. And then the angel tried to persuade him, but his name, he will be great. He'll go in the spirit of Elijah. He'll turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. But Zechariah, from his will in the end, when everything had been presented to him, he wouldn't allow himself to be persuaded. He made a conclusion. It was like he was saying, it doesn't matter what you say to me. I'm not going to believe this. I can't believe. And that's when he got in trouble with God. And God made him dumb. But if he had just been honest like Mary and said, but how shall this be? And had been willing to be persuaded. Maybe the Lord would have said, remember Sarah in the Bible? She brought forth in her old age. Remember Hannah couldn't conceive? And then as maybe he started to let the truth persuade him, he might have made the right decision. Can you see sometimes, friends, how it has to go through these kind of things? And that's why now, when the angel speaks to Mary, verse 38, it got to the stage she was persuaded. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. That's all that we need, friends. But sometimes it's a process of getting there. Sometimes it's the appropriation of faith. Sometimes we need the Lord to answer those objections and questions that we have, which we don't want. There's nothing wrong with being honest before the Lord. There's nothing wrong being honest to your brethren. Last night at the communion service, we saw how Jesus was troubled in spirit. When he saw those Greeks coming to him, and he said, Father, save me from this hour. He says, now is my spirit troubled. His soul was troubled. There's nothing wrong with going through that process. As long as you let the process go through, like Jesus, you'll be tossed for a while, troubled. But how did it finish? He shook himself. He said, Father, glorify your name.
Glorifie ton nom.
That was the result.
C'était ça le résultat.
And that's all we want with the promises.
C'est ça, tout ce que nous
is to come to
promesses.
The end and say, Lord, thank you.
Qu'à la fin, nous disions,
you've Seigneur, answered my questions.
Tu as répondu à
you've
ma
helped me to understand things I never
tu
understood.
Permis de comprendre les choses que
this has tormented me for years.
Yeah, peut-être il y a eu des années.
But your truth has set me free.
Mais ta vérité m'a rendu
be done to me according to your word.
Et cela me soit fait selon ta promesse.
And then she conceived.
Et il a conçu.
You see the process she had to go through.
Voyez le processus
now,
par lequel elle est
passée. I want to just bring it to the prophet.
Je veux amener cela au prophète.
And the new ministry.
Et le nouveau ministère.
Because it will help us.
Cela va nous aider.
To understand the process God had to take Brother Branham through.
De comprendre le processus par lequel Frère Branham devait traverser.
Until he came to the new ministry.
Pour qu'il
to the power of the
ministère,
spoken word.
À la puissance de la parole
friends,
parlée.
It's so nice.
Cela c'est si beau.
To see these things.
De voir ces choses.
Because we're made in different ways.
Parce que nous
let me say this.
Différemment.
The human race
la race humaine
have different temperaments.
Et là, différents tempéraments.
They say if you divide the human race maybe in half. This half of the human race, like the extrovert, the outward people,
la première pour moitié, c'est des gens
their main issue is anger.
Leur plus grand problème,
that's the thing they have to overcome.
C'est ce qu'ils doivent vaincre.
If you take the other side, the introverts, the
si
inward
vous prenez
people,
l'autre partie, les intravertis, les
their great weakness many times is fear.
Leur grande peur, c'est la, leur grande
and you'll
peur,
find
c'est
somebody
peur.
Who's an extrovert,
quand vous trouvez quelqu'un
an outward person,
quelqu'un qui, quelqu'un de réactionnaire,
will look down on an inward person and say, why do you have fear?
Vous dites, pourquoi ai-je peur?
Just the same, that person can look and say, but why do you have anger?
Et l'autre lui dit pourquoi
it's just different things we have to deal with.
C'est
so some people like Gideon in the Bible.
Certaines personnes comme Gédéon dans
he was naturally fearful.
Il était de nature peureux.
But he believed.
Mais il croyait.
But he was hiding away from the enemy.
Il s'est caché devant l'ennemi.
He was threshing there by the wine press.
Il s'est caché là à côté de la pression.
Because the enemy had come in every year and taken away their harvest.
Parce que l'ennemi venait chaque fois voler leur moisson.
But he was meditating on the word.
Mais il méditait sur la
and he was saying, but if God is with us, where be his miracles?
Il a dit, si Dieu est avec nous, sont les
why
miracles.
Does it have to be like this?
Pour, les choses ne sont pas à cette
why am I hiding from the enemies like this?
Est-ce que je suis en train de me cacher
devant
and
God sent the angel.
Et Dieu envoyé l'ange.
And he had to speak to him.
Et l'ange lui a parlé.
And saying, God is with you.
Il a dit, Dieu est avec
you
toi.
Mighty man of valor.
Vaillant guerrier.
And he said, me?
Dis-moi.
A mighty man of valor.
Vaillant
he had to let that anointed word persuade him of who he really
il
was.
Cette onction, l'ange onction, le pers-
and God understood.
Et Dieu a compris.
And then Gideon says, okay, Lord, I'll do it, but
et Gédéon a dit, je vais le faire, mais
I need you to confirm.
Mais je dois me confirmer.
Let me put a fleece.
Que
if the ground has no dew and the fleece is wet, I'll believe.
Si,
I'll do it.
Si y a pas de, je vais le faire.
And God in heaven
et Dieu dans le ciel
make sure that the ground is dry and the fleece is wet. And Gideon goes back the next day and says, Lord, if you can help me again.
Et il a dit à Dieu, si tu peux
tonight, let the fleece be dry and all the ground be wet.
We
had look at a person like and say, but hey,
je peux alors croire.
But God is very patient, friends.
Mais Dieu est tellement patient.
God is far more patient than you would think.
Dieu est beaucoup plus patient qu'on
God
pense.
Has resolved
Dieu a
to bring the heirs of the promise
de, d'amener les héritiers
to the manifestation of the promise.
À la manifestation de la promesse.
And he knows how to get us there.
Et il sait comment nous y amener.
And all he doesn't want is unbelief.
Et tout ce qu'il n'aime pas, c'est l'incrédulité.
Unbelief is a sin.
L'incrédulité, c'est le péché.
You may have questions.
Vous pouvez avoir des questions.
You can't help your questions.
Vous ne pouvez pas vous empêcher
but
d'avoir
take your questions to the right source.
Mais amenez vos questions
and
à la
let him answer your questions.
Et laissez-les répondre à
let
vos
him
questions.
Persuade you of
laissez-les
the promise.
Vous persuader de
remain humble. Remain
soyez
teachable.
Soyez
don't finish with a full stop. Bah!
Ne mettez pas un point
this
final.
Is all that I believe.
Que je crois, c'est si
no,
point.
Finish
no.
With a comma. I believe this and as much more as the Lord's going to persuade my heart to believe.
Plus tout ce que Dieu peut m'enseigner.
I believe that's what God wants us to be.
Je crois que c'est ce que Dieu veut que nous soyons.
So the prophet in the message new ministry
dans le message, le new
to those who don't know, God sent a prophet in this age.
Pour ceux qui Dieu a envoyé le
the fulfillment of Malachi 4.
L'accomplissement de Malachi 4.
And God led this prophet through different stages in his ministry.
Et Dieu a laissé ce prophète dans différents stages.
First through the healing ministry.
Et il y avait le ministère de guérison.
And discernment.
De discernement.
Where he could tell the thoughts and intents of people's hearts.
Il pouvait dire les pensées, les intentions.
When he was under the anointing.
Quand il était sous l'onction.
He couldn't do it himself.
Il pouvait pas le faire de lui-même.
It was something that God ministered in and through him.
C'était quelque chose que Dieu avait pourvu en lui.
And then he was promised
alors, il lui a
that he had come to the final stage of his
il
ministry.
À une étape finale de son ministère.
And he calls it his new ministry.
Il a appelé le nouveau ministère.
And this was the power of the spoken word.
Et c'était la puissance de la parole parlée.
This was when somebody would speak
c'est quand quelqu'un parlera,
in a certain divine channel.
Sous un canal, un certain
not
canal
just speaking their own words, it'll never work.
Pas de sa propre
but a person entering into a certain divine channel
mais quelqu'un qui entre dans un canal divin
and speaking
et il parle,
and those words materialize.
Et ses paroles se matérialisent.
That's the promise of the word.
C'est la promesse de la parole.
And the prophet knew this.
Et le prophète le savait.
But when he starts explaining his new ministry,
quand il a commencé à expliquer son nouveau
ministère, he first takes it back to when the angel of the Lord came to commission him in 1946.
Il a ramené à quand l'ange du Seigneur l'était venu donner la commission en 46.
And he says, when the angel came to me,
il a dit, quand l'ange est venu à moi,
when he stepped out of that ball of fire and stood before me,
quand il est sorti de cette boule de feu qu'il est tenu devant moi,
he said, I was scared.
Il dit, j'avais peur.
And the angel said, fear not.
L'ange a dit, n'aie pas peur.
I'm sent from the presence of Almighty God.
Je suis envoyé de la présence du
Dieu puissant. To tell you that you were born.
Pour te dire que tu étais né.
To pray for the sick.
Pour prier pour les malades.
And then the prophet says,
et alors le prophète dit,
it was hard to believe that.
C'était dur de croire cela.
You see how the prophet was at first.
Regardez comment
he said, it was hard to believe that.
C'était difficile de
it was hard for me to believe it.
C'était dur pour moi de le croire.
But it happened.
Mais cela est arrivé.
He says, when I began to ponder what the angel was saying,
quand j'ai commencé à raisonner sur ce que l'ange disait,
I could not but help ask him.
Je pouvais pas m'empêcher de lui demander.
Because I was insufficient.
Parce que j'étais incapable.
You see, the Lord understands.
Il dit,
as soon comprends. As he comes to the prophet, you're going to pray for kings, potentates.
Quand il a dit au prophète, tu vas prier prophet, pour des rois et des
the grands, natural reaction.
La réaction naturelle.
Yeah. He's grown up poor. He's always had a bit of an inferiority complex.
Il a senti ce complexe
because of the ways that he's been treated in his youth, because he's from a poor family.
À cause de la manière dont il a été traité dans sa jeunesse, à cause de la famille pauvre.
And he starts asking, but I'm insufficient.
Il a dit, je suis incapable.
How am I going to be able to do that?
Je ne serai pas à mesure de le
but
faire.
He doesn't dismiss what's being said.
Mais il n'a pas déclassé ce qui a été
he
dit.
Waits for the angel to answer his objections.
Il a demandé, il a attendu à l'ange pour répondre à ses questions.
The prophet says, I questioned him of my ability.
J'ai demandé à l'ange à propos de mes capacités.
There's nothing wrong with questioning the Lord.
Il y a rien de mal à demander.
So Lord, do you really want me to do this?
Il a dit, tu m'as dit que je ferais
ceci. Lord, I'll gladly do it if you want me to do it.
Je suis prêt à le faire si tu veux que je
but I don't understand this. Can you
mais,
please help
je
me here?
Ne comprends pas ceci. Veux-tu m'expliquer?
And God will help you there.
Et Dieu va
he'll answer your question.
Il va répondre à la question.
He says, I questioned him.
Il a dit, je lui ai
how could
la
I do it seeing that I had no education?
Comment puis-je le faire moi qui ne suis pas éduqué?
But God didn't get angry with this man.
Et Dieu n'était pas fâché à
propos. He needed to persuade him of the promise.
Il a commencé à lui persuader.
Answer those natural questions that he had.
Il a répondu à ces questions naturelles qu'il avait.
He said to me.
Il m'a dit.
There'll be two signs be given to you.
Je vais te donner deux signes.
Then the prophet saw and said, "Oh."
Et le prophète a compris.
It's not going to be in my own power.
Ce sera pas ma propre.
It's not going to just the Lord send me out there and it's my own ability that's going to have to do it.
C'est pas que j'irai avec mes propres capacités.
But if He's going to send me.
Mais s'il va m'envoyer.
He's going to go with me.
Il va être avec moi.
He's going to equip me if He's commissioned me.
Il va m'équiper, il va me.
You see, it's starting to dawn on the prophet now.
C'est là commencé à se réveiller dans le prophète.
The prophet says, "Then he, the angel of the Lord,
alors lui, l'ange du Seigneur,
explained the scriptures to me."
Il m'a expliqué les écritures.
And oh, from that time, the Bible became a new word to me.
Et depuis ce moment-là, la Bible est devenue une nouvelle parole.
I had a different look at it.
J'avais une vision différente.
A different view of it.
Une vision différente.
Something
un regard
happened.
Différent. Quelque chose
you
s'est passé.
See where things changed.
Vous voyez quand les choses changent.
Was when the Lord started to explain the word to him.
Alors le Seigneur
the Lord started to explain his ministry to him.
Il a commencé à lui expliquer son ministère.
And the prophet says, I said to the angel,
et le prophète dit, j'ai dit à l'ange,
I'll go.
J'y vais,
and the angel said,
et l'ange a dit,
and I'll be with you.
Je serai avec toi.
That's where it came from, friends.
C'est de là que nous venons.
So first in the new ministry explains his commission in the cave.
Dans le nouveau ministère, il explique d'abord sa commission.
And the process that he went through.
Et le processus par lequel il est passé.
But notice.
Mais remarquez.
The end result.
Le résultat final.
Free will.
Le libre arbitre.
I'll go.
J'irai.
I'll go.
J'irai.
I'll do it, Lord, if it's your will.
Je ferai,
Father,
Seigneur,
glorify your name.
Glorifie ton nom.
Father, not my will, but thine be done.
Pas ma volonté, mais la tienne.
You see, he allowed the Lord to minister him to that place.
Il a laissé le Seigneur l'enseigner jusqu'à cet endroit.
And then the prophet speaks about the different things that had happened in the years before he comes to his new ministry.
Le prophète parle de différentes choses qui sont arrivées des années avant que la commission ne
vienne. He speaks of going fishing with Brother Banks Woods and Brother Lyle Woods.
Il a parlé d'aller comment il est allé pêcher
avec. And the little fish.
Le petit poisson.
Lyle Woods catches the fish, it swallows the hook, and he pulls everything out of the fish, including all of its inwards.
Comment le frère Lyle avait arrêté le petit poisson et qu'il a fait sortir les intestins.
And he throws the fish, Lyle Woods, and
et qu'il a jeté
dies,
le poisson, le poisson.
Lays there for a long time and it's dead.
Il est resté là mourant.
And then Banks Woods,
et le frère Banks Woods
says the right thing.
Il a dit la chose correcte.
They're fellowshipping in the boat.
Ils étaient en train de communier dans
and
la
Banks Woods says to his brother,
et Banks Woods a dit à son frère,
there was a certain woman
qui avait une certaine
that used to testify to us
qui témoignait
about Jesus when we were young.
Qui nous témoignait de Jésus quand nous étions
we should
jeunes.
Go and tell her that we're saved.
Que nous devons aller lui dire que nous sommes sauvés.
And the prophet says,
le prophète a dit,
that got a hold of the Holy Ghost.
Et cela a attrapé, attiré.
And he says, there's certain things that you can say.
Il dit qu'il y a certaines choses que vous pouvez dire.
That please the Lord.
Qui plaisent au Seigneur.
He says, and as soon as Banks said that,
il dit aussitôt que Banks a dit cela,
something came down the prophetic channel, that anointing.
L'onction est venue sur ce canal prophétique.
And the prophet says, I stood up.
Et le prophète a dit, je me suis tenu debout.
And I said, there'll be a resurrection of a life.
J'ai dit, il est la résurrection et la vie.
And then the voice said,
et la parole a dit,
speak to the little fish.
Parle au petit poisson.
And the prophet in that channel spoke, little fish, I give you a life.
De ce canal, le prophète a parlé,
and
il
the
a dit,
fish came to life and swam down.
Et le petit poisson s'est ressuscité, il a commencé à nager.
So although the prophet now is speaking of his new ministry,
et le prophète parlant de son nouveau ministère,
God has already given him a foretaste many times.
Dieu lui avait déjà donné un avant-goût,
a progression.
Une progression
bringing him to his new ministry.
Pour l'amener à son nouveau ministère.
God doesn't just drop something fresh down, twam, on your head.
Dieu ne parachute pas quelque chose.
He prepares you for it.
Non.
It's a progression.
C'est une progression.
The first pool gives way to the second pool.
Le
the second pool gives way to the third pool.
Le deuxième amène le troisième.
One is building on the other.
L'un s'est construit sur l'autre.
Same with the new ministry.
C'est la même chose.
Same
avec
with you
ministère.
And me with the
c'est
spoken word. You look back in your experience.
Vous regardez dans votre expérience.
You'll see certain things as well.
Vous allez voir certaines choses.
Where God has been trying to persuade you.
Et Dieu essayait de vous persuader.
God has been trying to confirm to you.
Dieu essayait de vous confirmer
the fullness
cela.
Of his promise. You may not yet have got to the fullness.
Vous n'êtes pas encore arrivé à la perfection.
God might still be persuading you to bring you to the fullness.
Dieu est en train de vous persuader pour vous amener à la
but plénitude. If you look back, you'll find this.
Mais quand
tokens.
Vous regardez derrière, vous allez voir.
Just like Ruth.
Comme Ruth,
there were the gleanings in the field of Boaz, the handfuls that were dropped for her.
Il y avait des épis qui étaient laissés pour elle.
Which spoke to her of the full portion she was going to receive.
Pour montrer qu'elle allait recevoir la plénitude.
So God leads his people like he's leading the prophet.
Dieu conduit son peuple comme il conduit
but the prophet speaks to the fish, but he doesn't really understand how this relates to his new ministry.
Le prophète parle au poisson, mais il ne comprend pas réellement comment cela va l'amener à son nouveau ministère.
So he says,
il a dit,
Mark 11.
Mark 11.
Let's read it just for the people who don't know it. Mark chapter 11, the scripture which the prophet was so troubled by.
C'est l'écriture qui avait tellement trouvé le
prophète. Mark 11, verse 22 and 23. Jesus has just cursed the fig tree.
Jésus avait maudit le figuier.
And Peter draws his attention to it.
Et Pierre,
and in verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now the prophet read that scripture,
le prophète a lu cette écriture,
and it troubled him.
Et cela l'a troublé.
Because he couldn't understand it.
Parce qu'il pouvait pas le comprendre.
That's amazing.
C'est merveilleux.
This scripture
cette écriture
was a personal scripture for him and for you and me.
C'était une écriture personnelle pour lui et pour vous.
But at first he couldn't understand it.
D'abord, il pouvait pas le comprendre.
He had an objection, a big objection.
Il avait une grande opposition.
At the end of that scripture.
Dans cette écriture,
when it says he can have whatsoever he saith.
Et qu'il peut obtenir tout ce qu'il demande.
And the prophet said, but how can that be?
Et le prophète dit, comment cela peut-il se faire?
How can a man speak?
Comment un homme peut-il parler?
And God said, whatever you speak, you can have.
Et Dieu dit tout ce que tu as dit.
It's a man speaking. How can God back up what a man says?
Comment Dieu peut-il confirmer ce que
l'homme dit? Now, friends, listen what the prophet says here.
Écoutez ce que le prophète dit ici.
He says that scripture
cette écriture
stuck with me so hard.
C'est collé tellement à moi.
I could hardly rest day or night.
Que je ne pouvais pas me reposer nuit et jour.
That's been 2 years ago.
C'était 2 ans passés.
For 2 years.
Pendant 2 ans.
That scripture troubled the prophet.
Cette écriture l'avait troublé.
I don't understand this.
Je ne comprends
There's
pas.
Something about the scripture, but
il y a quelque chose au sujet de cette écriture que je ne peux pas comprendre.
Listen what he says.
Écoutez ce qu'il
and
dit.
Constantly,
et constamment,
it has haunted at me.
Cela m'a hanté.
See the word he uses.
Le mot qu'il a utilisé.
It's like that haunted.
Il dit cela m'a hanté.
So I give up a normal.
Il dit.
There's something here. Why can't I just get away from this scripture?
Il y a quelque chose, je peux pas m'en écarter.
He says that scripture it's constantly haunted me.
Il dit, cette écriture m'a constamment hanté.
And I said,
et j'ai dit,
I can't say anything about that.
Il dit, je peux rien dire à ce sujet.
Because I can't place it in the atonement.
Parce que je peux pas le placer sous l'expiation.
Now the prophet was very scriptural.
Le prophète était si scriptural.
He knew that there's nothing that God gives.
Il savait qu'il y avait rien
down the line of redemption,
sous la rédemption,
outside of the atonement,
en dehors de
outside of the finished work of Christ,
en dehors de l'œuvre accomplie de Christ.
Because every divine blessing,
parce que chaque guérison,
from salvation,
divine,
through healing,
la guérison,
through the new ministry, whatever,
ministère, quoi que ce soit,
was purchased by Christ at Calvary.
Cela a été acheté par Christ au Calvaire.
There's nothing that man
y a rien que l'homme
merits on their own from God.
A mérité de ses propres
everything is because of the atonement. And the prophet says, but if a man speaks,
et le prophète, comment l'homme peut-il parler?
I don't understand how that's in the atonement.
Je ne comprends pas cela sous l'expiation.
And then the prophet thought to himself,
et le prophète a pensé,
and Jesus was telling this several weeks before he died.
Et Jésus le disait plusieurs semaines avant sa mort.
The atonement hadn't even yet been made when he gave this promise.
L'expiation n'avait même pas été faite avant qu'il, pendant qu'il le disait.
Can you see where the prophet was?
Voyez comment le prophète.
Have you not been there?
Vous n'étiez pas là-bas.
I've been there.
J'ai été là.
Well, you know something's true.
Nous savons que quelque chose est vrai.
You know it, but I just can't get a hold of this somehow.
Nous savons que c'est vrai.
There's some questions. There's some things you can't place right there.
Je le comprends, mais il y a des questions qui s'élèvent. Quelque chose.
And like the prophet said.
Comme le prophète dit.
If it's in the word.
Mettez cela dans la
You've parole. Got to get it right here.
Mettez ça dans la
and it's got to say the same thing in the heart.
Ça doit être aussi dans le cœur.
Then it's going to come to pass.
Alors cela s'accomplira.
But the prophet now here,
le prophète maintenant dans la
the pieces weren't yet fitting together.
Les puzzles n'étaient pas encore, bien complets.
He's not yet fully persuaded
il
of
n'était pas encore complet.
He knows it's the word.
Il savait que c'est la parole.
He knows there's something about the scripture for me.
Il savait qu'il y a quelque chose dans l'écriture pour moi.
But he's troubled in his mind.
Mais il était troublé
just as much as Mary was.
Et comme Marie était.
There's these objections that keep coming. He doesn't want these objections.
Il y a des questions qui s'élèvent. Il ne voulait pas
he wants to be perfectly in tune with that scripture.
Il voulait vraiment être en accord avec cette écriture.
He's going to need the Most High.
Mais il avait besoin du très haut.
To come and answer his objections.
Il vient de répondre à ces questions.
He's going to need.
Il voulait.
The author of the word himself.
Il avait besoin que l'auteur de la parole lui-même.
To come and persuade him of that.
Il vient le persuader.
That's what he's going to need. And then he's going to see the full manifestation of that promise. Now, he gives an example. He says, someone came to me not long ago and said, Brother Bram, do you think it's wrong for a Christian to smoke? He says, and I told him, why are you asking me? If there's a question in your mind, leave it alone. He says, because you can't have faith
il dit parce qu'il peut pas avoir la foi.
Unless you're perfectly sure that you're right.
Vous pouvez pas avoir la foi à moins que vous soyez complètement sûr que vous avez raison.
So the prophet couldn't yet have that faith in that scripture that he wanted.
Le prophète ne pouvait pas avoir complètement la foi dans cette
scripture. Things hadn't perfectly lined up right yet.
Les choses n'étaient pas encore totalement alignées pour lui.
He says, when all the shadows are drifted away,
il dit, quand toutes les ombres sont écartées,
then you can have faith and confidence.
Alors vous pouvez avoir la foi et la
you
confiance.
See, when these things have been answered
quand toutes ces questions ont été
by the grace of God,
à la grâce de Dieu,
then you can have faith.
Alors vous avez la
then
foi.
It strikes the soul.
Cela frappe alors dans votre âme.
And then you'll see it done.
Alors vous pouvez.
And the prophet says,
et le prophète dit,
and I could not walk out there and preach that scripture,
je pouvais pas me tenir là et prêcher au sujet de cette écriture,
not knowing what I was talking about.
Ne sachant pas de quoi je parlais.
But yet I knew it was of the Lord.
Mais je savais que c'était, ça venait du Seigneur.
So he knew this is God is speaking to me somehow.
Il savait que ceci, c'était le Seigneur qui me parlait.
If I can just get these things lined up the way they
si
should.
Je peux seulement avoir ces choses éclairées de la manière dont elles devaient être.
And it continues on.
Et il a continué.
So it went on and on.
Cela a continué.
I'd get it in my mind.
Je suis entré dans
and I just couldn't get it away.
Dans ma pensée, je pouvais pas le
penser. And I thought,
et j'ai pensé,
how can it be, Lord?
Comment cela peut-il être?
He's doing the right thing.
Il fait la chose correcte.
How can it be, Lord?
Comment cela peut-il se
He's faire? Not leaning on his understanding.
Il n'a pas compris cela.
He's not going to the wrong source.
Il ne va pas à la mauvaise source.
He's taking his questions to the right source.
Il amène ses questions à la bonne
source.
And he's
saying, Lord, how can it be?
Il dit, Seigneur, comment cela se fera-t-il?
He said, because that would be me saying it.
Et parce que ce sera moi qui le dirai.
It wouldn't do any good, me saying it.
Cela ne fera aucun bien si moi je le dis.
Because I'm can't say anything but what you said.
Parce que je peux rien dire que ce que toi tu dis.
And I say it by the scriptures.
Et je le dis par les écritures.
So the prophet was saying, but surely everything that God says is in his word.
Le prophète disait, sûrement tout ce que le Seigneur dit.
Therefore, we've got to say his word.
Quand Dieu dit, prononce sa parole.
But the prophet was forgetting.
Mais le prophète oubliait.
His own ministry.
C'est son ministère.
What about the discernment?
Qu'en est-il du discernement?
What about the discernment?
Qu'en est-il du discernement?
When the anointing would come and tell somebody,
quand l'onction venait, disait à quelqu'un,
when you were 7 years old,
quand tu étais, quand tu avais 7
you were chased by a dog,
quand tu as été poursuivi par un chien,
and you were so scared,
et tu es, y a ici peur,
and that's caused the nervousness that's inside of your
c'est
life.
Cela qui cause la tension nerveuse.
But thus saith the Lord,
mais ainsi dit le Seigneur,
you'll never have it again.
Tu ne, ça ne reviendra plus.
Is that the Bible?
Ça, est-ce que ça c'est la Bible?
When he said, thus saith the Lord.
Quand il dit, ainsi dit le Seigneur.
No, God is still speaking.
C'est Dieu qui parle.
Everything to do with redemption here, we don't add or take away from the word, definitely.
Tout ce qui est à voir avec la rédemption, ça se
or what about when there's tongues and interpretation of tongues?
Tout ce qui est des langues et des
or prophecy.
Des langues, ou les prophéties.
And God tells you something directly in your life.
Et Dieu te dit quelque chose de direct
thus saith the Lord.
Dit, ainsi dit le Seigneur.
Brother.
Frère.
Don't do this, don't do that, don't
ne
do
pas
that.
Ceci ou cela.
The Lord is not pleased with what you're doing.
Le Seigneur n'est pas content de ce que tu fais.
You see, the prophet wasn't seeing that part of it.
Le prophète ne voyait pas cette portion de la chose.
And the prophet then speaks about the preaching of the word.
Le prophète parle de la prédication de la
he
parole.
Says, when the anointing gets into the preaching of the word,
dit, quand l'onction entre
and you say things and
parole,
you don't know why you're saying them,
et vous dites des choses et vous ne savez pas
and it's speaking
vous
directly to the lives of people,
et vous parlez directement dans la vie des gens,
what is that?
Qu'en est-il?
That's the word. It's still God speaking.
C'est toujours Dieu en train de parler.
So you can you see the third pool, the new ministry.
Vous allez voir le troisième pool, le nouveau ministère.
Is a progression of those things.
C'est la progression.
It's not as if it's just something brand new there.
C'est pas quelque chose de tout nouveau.
The prophet had already experienced this in different ways.
Le prophète l'avait déjà expérimenté en plusieurs manières.
But now it was going to go to a higher level.
Maintenant cela va aller dans un niveau beaucoup
plus haut. But he didn't yet understand it that way.
Mais il n'avait pas encore compris comme cela.
He said, "How could it be?"
Il dit, comment cela se
he says, because all things rest in the atonement.
Parce que tout se repose dans, sous l'expiation.
There's no blessings outside of the atonement.
Il n'y a pas de bénédiction en dehors de l'expiation.
Because we are sinners outside of the atonement.
Parce que nous sommes pécheurs hors d'expiation.
Like salvation.
Que c'est comme le salut.
As far as God is concerned,
aussi longtemps que Dieu
I was saved when Jesus died.
Concerné, j'étais sauvé quand Jésus est mort.
But it'll never do me any good.
Mais cela ne me fera aucun bien.
Until it's revealed to me.
Jusqu'à ce que cela me sera révélé.
And I accept him as my savior.
Et que je l'accepte comme mon sauveur.
So the promise is there.
Et les promesses,
then it's got to be revealed to you.
Que cela vous sera
God
révélé.
Has to come and persuade you.
Dieu viendra vous persuader.
And then when your free will says, That's for me.
Alors, quand votre libre arbitre dit que
you receive the promise.
Vous allez
that's salvation.
C'est ça, le
divine healing.
La guérison divine.
And the spoken word.
Et
it's all going to work the same way. Because it comes through the same atonement.
Cela vient sous la même
it's the manifestations of the same God.
C'est la manifestation du même
just
Dieu.
In different measure.
Dans différentes mesures.
He says that about divine healing.
Il dit cela de la divine
he says when it's revealed to you.
Il dit quand cela vous est révélé.
Now, to bring it to the climax.
Pour amener cela au top maintenant.
For 2 years,
pendant deux ans,
he's troubled by the scripture.
Il a été troublé par l'écriture.
And he goes out in the woods and he's hunting that day.
Il va dans les bois,
1959. And no squirrels to shoot.
Il n'y avait pas d'écureuil à tuer.
Sits down in the tree, by the tree.
Il s'est assis à côté de.
Says, let me just sit in the sunshine and wait.
Il attendait sous le soleil.
He says,
dit,
and the warm sun was shining on me.
Le soleil brillait sur moi.
And something said,
et quelque chose a dit,
if you say to this mountain,
si tu dis, parle à cette montagne,
the Lord's persuading him.
Le Seigneur le persuade.
And I said,
et j'ai dit,
well now,
qu'en est-il?
There's that scripture in my mind again.
Il y a cette écriture dans ma pensée.
I've got about an hour here.
Et j'avais une heure ici.
Let me study that scripture.
Laisse-moi étudier cette écriture.
That's a key, friends.
C'est la clé.
Meditate therein, day and night.
Médite là jour et nuit.
If something troubles you,
si quelque chose te trouble,
go and study it.
Tiens-toi là.
If you find something, you're not possessing it fully.
Si tu trouves quelque chose que tu n'arrives pas à posséder,
give the Lord opportunity to persuade you.
Donne l'opportunité au Seigneur de te persuader.
Go and study it.
Va étudier cela.
Wait upon the Lord.
Attends-toi au
the
Seigneur.
Prophet said, this scripture is bothering me.
Le prophète dit, cette
let me sit here and study that scripture for
je
a while.
Me mettre là et l'étudier.
I'll study that scripture.
Je vais étudier cette écriture.
And I said,
et j'ai dit,
now, how could that apply? Friends, I love it.
J'aime cela.
The Bible says Elijah was a man of like passions like unto us. God takes his prophets through the same process that he takes us. God's prophets have to go through the same battles that we go through. God's prophets need the same grace as we need.
Dieu leur donne la même grâce
for them to fulfill their commission and for us to fulfill our commission.
Pour qu'ils accomplissent leur commission de la même manière que nous devons accomplir la.
Prophet says, how could that apply?
Il dit, comment cela peut-il s'appliquer?
He says the only way it could be.
Il dit, la seule manière
is Jesus was giving his disciples power.
C'est que Jésus donnait sa puissance à ses.
The other side of the atonement.
De l'autre côté de l'expiation.
The same way he did to the prophets.
De la même manière qu'il avait fait aux prophètes.
Moses.
Au prophète Moïse.
The spoken word.
La parole parlée.
Elijah.
Elie,
David and the things that he did.
David et les choses qu'il avait
fait. And he says.
Et il a dit.
And when I said prophets.
Et quand j'ai dit prophète.
Something struck me.
Quelque chose me frappa.
And said.
Et a dit.
What about the prophets?
Qu'en est-il des prophètes?
Here comes the key now to unlock the door.
La clé vient maintenant pour ouvrir la porte.
See, the Lord is answering him.
Les prophètes,
taking him step by step.
Le Seigneur lui
explaining
pas
it to
pas.
Him. He's giving the Lord opportunity.
Il lui donna l'opportunité.
What was the prophets?
Qu'en est-il des
prophètes? Then I began to think of it.
Alors j'ai commencé à penser à cela.
About what he did with the prophets.
Qu'est-ce qu'il avait fait avec les prophètes?
Now, and after I got speaking to myself for a while,
après que j'ai parlé à moi-même,
inside of myself, just thinking,
je me suis parlé à moi-même en train de penser,
till I became conscious of something drawing near.
J'ai eu conscience de quelque chose qui s'est approché.
You see what's happening? The author of the word,
l'auteur de la parole,
is coming to reveal the word to you.
Il s'approche pour révéler la
that
parole.
Which he's trying to line up, he's trying to understand.
Cette écriture qu'il essaie de
that scripture that pertains to his own ministry,
cette écriture qui appartient à son propre ministère,
the Lord draws near now.
Le Seigneur s'approche
because the season has come
parce que la saison est arrivée
for the prophet to see it
pour que
and prophet, the prophet to see the manifestation.
Pour que le prophète voie la manifestation.
So he himself draws near.
Il s'est approché lui-même.
He says,
il dit,
and I was talking with someone.
J'ai parlé à quelqu'un.
So he starts just talking with himself.
Il a commencé à se parler.
And he says, how can this be? What about the prophets? Hey, that's
comment,
true.
Qu'en est-il des prophètes?
And then he enters into communion with the word.
Et il est en train de communier avec
and now
prophète.
The Lord starts speaking to him.
Et le Seigneur a commencé à lui parler.
And something said to me,
quelque chose m'a dit,
that's in the atonement. That's in the atonement.
Ça se trouve dans l'expiation.
For if a man or a woman is so consecrated and surrendered to God,
si un homme ou une femme est si concentré, abandonné à Dieu,
that God moves in and uses their voice.
Et que Dieu peut entrer et utiliser leur voix.
It isn't the man speaking.
Il n'y a pas un homme qui peut
parler. It's God that's in him speaking.
C'est pas l'homme qui parle, mais c'est Dieu en lui qui parle.
And the prophet says,
et le prophète a dit,
I thought,
j'ai pensé,
that's right.
Et c'est juste.
But it's not yet fully persuaded, friend.
Il n'est pas encore totalement convaincu.
The prophet says, that's right.
Le prophète a
you
dit,
see, another objection has been removed.
Une question a été
another remis. Piece of the puzzle has been put in place.
Une pièce du puzzle a été placée à sa position.
Then something said to me,
alors quelque chose m'a dit,
so the Lord was still dealing with him.
Le Seigneur traite encore avec lui.
How do you see those visions on the platform?
Comment arrives-tu à voir ces visions sur la plateforme?
Do you think it's your own wisdom?
Penses-tu que c'est ta propre sagesse?
How you could predict something that happens every time to the letter?
Comment arrive-t-il que tu prédis quelque chose qui arrive comme tu le dis?
Do you think it's you speaking?
Penses-tu que c'est toi qui parles?
Then the Lord says,
le Seigneur dit,
what would you think sometime?
Qu'est-ce que tu penses?
When the Holy Spirit gets into a message,
quand le Saint-Esprit entre dans
and you message, don't know what to say, but he's speaking.
Et tu ne sais quoi dire, mais lui parle.
Or, what is it when a man speaks with a tongue?
Et qu'en est-il quand un homme parle en langue?
He doesn't know anything about.
Donc nous ne savons rien.
And someone comes around and interprets the same tongue.
Et quelqu'un vient à côté et interprète la même.
Neither
langue.
Of them knowing anything about it.
Ne sachant même rien à ce sujet.
Is it the individual? Or is it the Spirit of the living God?
Est-ce que c'est l'individu ou l'esprit du Dieu vivant?
And that was the last piece.
Et c'était la dernière pièce.
I said,
j'ai dit,
that's true.
C'est juste.
I see it.
Je le vois.
That's the victory. I see it.
Je le vois, c'est la
that's
victoire.
For me.
C'est pour moi.
I see it for myself.
Je le vois de moi-même.
I'm seeing it the way that God sees it.
Je le vois de la manière dont Dieu je le
I've
vois.
Now got the mind of Christ.
Maintenant, j'ai la pensée de Christ.
It's not me.
Ce n'est pas moi.
Struggling away in here.
Mais battant par-ci
but now I see it.
Maintenant, je le vois.
And once you see it,
et quand vous le voyez,
you're going to receive it.
Vous allez le recevoir.
Every single time.
Chaque fois.
He says, I see it.
Je le vois.
That's God speaking.
C'est Dieu qui parle.
And all the church needs
et tout ce dont l'église a besoin
is a step closer to him.
C'est une marche beaucoup plus proche de lui.
And more of a consecrated life
et beaucoup, une
to live with him.
Pour vivre avec
so the prophet says, it's not far.
Les prophètes disent, c'est pas loin.
We already see it in the preaching.
Nous le
already see it in tongues
la
interpretation.
Dans la
we already see it.
Nous le voyons déjà.
We've already experienced this.
Nous
if we can
déjà.
Just take a step closer,
that
will move up a level into the new ministry. That's all that it is, friend.
C'est tout ce que c'est.
I believe that's nothing but the truth.
Je crois
because
que
that's
la
what he said to the prophet.
C'est ce qu'il a dit.
It was a lot closer than he thought.
C'était beaucoup plus proche
and friends,
pensait.
That's very encouraging.
Et c'est là,
if you look back in your own personal testimony
quand vous regardez à votre propre témoignage,
and see those times that you said things and you didn't know why.
Vous avez fait des choses, dit des choses,
oh, God anointed you when you're testifying to somebody
Dieu vous a, ouais, vous avez témoigné
and you told the secrets of their heart.
Vous avez dit les secrets de leur cœur.
You know those kind of times.
Vous connaissez ce genre de moments.
Or when you pray
ou quand vous priez,
and there comes an unction, you don't know why you say certain things.
Et une onction descend, vous savez pas pourquoi vous dites certaines choses.
It's not far away, friend.
C'est là, n'est pas loin.
Because it's our inheritance.
C'est notre héritage.
And all the church needs is a little step closer.
Et c'est que l'église désire, c'est
and more of a consecrated life.
Une vie beaucoup plus consacrée.
Because we're heirs of these promises.
Parce que nous sommes héritiers de ces promesses.
God has predestinated these things unto us.
Dieu nous les a prédestinés.
And I'm so glad that he persuades us of
je
these
suis
things.
Si content
he sends ministry and he persuades us. Persuades us through the message of the hour. Persuades us through personal experiences that we go through. He's moving us along each time. Raising us up each time. And friends, if you just keep going like that, something's going to take place. Something's
going to take place.
And I heard something say,
et j'ai quelque chose dire,
ask what you will,
demande ce que tu veux,
and it will be given to you.
Et cela te sera donné.
So the Lord came to confirm it now. He saw it.
Le Seigneur descend maintenant.
So the Lord came to confirm it.
Et il a cherché, le Seigneur
and the Lord says, you ask what you want now.
Le Seigneur lui a dit, demande ce que tu veux.
And I said, Lord, are you changing my ministry?
J'ai dit, Seigneur, tu es en train de changer mon ministère.
Just then a real deep sweet anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Et alors la douce onction du Saint-Esprit.
Raised me like off my feet.
M'a soulevé sur des mes
and
pieds.
Said, say what you will.
Il m'a dit, demande ce que tu veux, dis
it'll,
ce que tu veux.
It'll be given to you.
Et cela te sera donné.
And I stood there amazed.
Et je me suis tenu là étonné.
Friends is a human being like you and I.
He says, I stood there amazed. Il dit, je me suis tenu
what
là
shall
étonné.
I say?
Qu'est-ce que je dois dire?
You see, he's not manufacturing something for
il
you.
Ne fabrique
you don't manufacture
chose.
These things. God has to lead you to them.
Dieu doit te conduire.
You can't say, I want a Mercedes Benz. No, it doesn't work like that.
It
doesn't work. This is God's program, not our program, friend.
Amen.
But God wanted to progress it to him.
Dieu veut,
I'm not saying it's wrong to ask for Mercedes Benz. If he anoints you and says, ask what you will. Good, nothing wrong. But it's not, it didn't originate from the prophet. That the prophet was saying, let me pull something out of God. No. It originated in God. And he was trying to persuade his prophet to believe it. That's the way it always works. It wasn't Gideon that day. I want God to make me a mighty warrior. God needed a mighty warrior. God had made a mighty warrior, but he didn't know he was a mighty warrior. And the season had come. And God came down to persuade him that he was a mighty man. See, it doesn't originate from man, though. It was God's season. It was God's anointed vessel.
And
God had persuaded him of the promise. And he said, I see it. And God says, let me confirm it to you. Ask what you will. The prophet says, I was amazed. What I thought, God said, prove all things. So I said, Lord God,
oh Seigneur,
if that be you, Lord, if that's you, and it's a sign you're fixing to change my ministry, let it come to pass, you'll answer my prayer. And then I stood for a little bit. And I said, but he didn't say pray. He said, say what you will. Just say it. And your words will materialize. Now friends, let me take away the mystery from that a little bit. The Lord sends you to visit somebody. The person's lost. It's time for them to be saved. So God anoints you. And you go to that person's house. And it's not you speaking. God anoints you. And you speak the word of salvation. Then you see the word materialize. The person receives salvation. You've seen the word materialize before you. It's a similar thing the prophet speaking of here. You go and testify to someone who's sick. God anoints you. You speak the promises of God to them. God confirms his word.
Dieu confirme sa parole.
The word which God gave you, you've spoken it and it's materialized before you.
Dieu vous a donné, vous l'avez prononcé, vous l'avez parlé,
this is just a higher order. This is creation.
C'est un ordre un peu élevé, c'est la création.
It's just a greater measure of the same thing.
C'est une mesure plus
and grande every believer chose. Has seen the word materialize at some stage.
Et chaque croyant yeah. A déjà vu la parole.
You've spoken something and it happened. You prayed for something and it came to pass.
Vous avez parlé quelque chose, c'était produit.
You've already seen it.
Vous n'avez même pas réalisé
so
cela.
It's just going a little bit higher.
Allez seulement un peu plus loin.
To materialize.
À la matérialisation.
Say to this mountain.
Parle à cette
it'll montagne. Do just as you say.
Et cela arrivera comme tu l'as dit.
So the prophet now he said, let there be a squirrel. And he
le
said,
prophète dit alors qu'il y ait un écureuil.
He says, and I rubbed my eyes.
Il dit, je me suis frotté les yeux.
And I looked.
Et j'ai regardé.
There was perfectly a squirrel.
Il y avait un écureuil parfaitement là.
And I said, Lord,
dit,
it's written in your word in the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Il est dit dans ta parole qu'il doit y
avoir let every word be established.
Que cela soit établi.
I said, if that was you, forgive me for my stupidness. But I pray, give me another squirrel like this. You see, there's still the human element here, friends. And the Lord understands. And the Lord's not stumbled by that. The Lord says, okay. And the anointing comes down again. And the prophet speaks, and that happens once again. God trying to confirm it to him. He says, think. The great, mighty God of heaven is here in the woods. And he's confirming to me in my own way. Out hunting here. Exactly what he told me 15 years ago. God's going to confirm it in your own way, friends. If you just allow him to persuade you of the promises, God knows how to bring circumstances and situations. Things that you can't change yourself. Things that you can't get over it, you can't get under it. You'll try to believe the scripture, you'll know it's true. There may be objections, questions. You wait on the Lord. You study the promise. You let God persuade you of the word. The final piece falls into place. I see it. And then it materializes. And God is confirming to you in your own way how sure his promises are. And friends, is that not the basis of faith? Is that not the way that God deals with each and every one of us? He might deal with you different, but as for me, and all these examples I can see, that's the way God deals with people. God was confirming his promises. He says the same Jehovah Jireh, trying to get his promise over to me in my thickness and dullness of mind. That's the prophet's words. It says in my thickness and dullness of mind. He could speak my need into existence. The same as he could speak Abraham's need into existence when Abraham needed a ram. God persuading his people of the promise. So where does the difficulty come in? It's here. So what do we need to do? Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Let's finish with that. Let's finish with Ephesians chapter 6. Just take one part of that verse. Ephesians chapter 6. We'll read a couple of quotes what the prophet says about it. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Paul exhorting the believers. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So it's putting on this whole armor. Sometimes you've got a lot of it in place, but maybe one piece isn't there. One piece isn't completely there. And the enemy is going to use that and use that weakness, that point. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So there's going to be a struggle, friends. The devil's not going to go and take a holiday and leave you just to walk straight into the promises. He's going to do his job as well. He's going to try to play with your mind and try to bring criticism and all these kind of things and unbelief, whatever he can try. That's why we've got to put on the spiritual armor. Wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. There's got to be something to cover the mind, friends. You've got to have the helmet of salvation. Because the enemy is going to aim at that many, many times. And you've got to have a spiritual armor there to cover that mind. So when he shoots the fiery darts of the wicked, if you can put that back, bro. There's the strong man standing there. The fiery darts don't get to the soul. They don't affect the decisions that you make. They don't influence your free will to such a point that you give in. Let the devil play with your mind. It's okay. That's the battleground. But then let God have an opportunity to work there as well. That's how the Lord said to Israel, meditate therein day and night. Teach these things to your children. Speak of them in your going out and in your coming in. Write them on your doorposts. God knew the importance of keeping truth before his people. We need to stay in fellowship with the promises so that God can continue to persuade us of his promises. Now I'll finish with a quote here from the prophet. It's in the fundamental foundation for faith. He says, as Christians, we become too clogged up, he's saying in the mind. We just can't understand. Well, we think about the doctor said I can't get well. As long as you think that,
aussitôt que vous croyez cela,
you're not thinking God's thoughts.
Vous n'avez pas les pensées de Dieu.
You see the helmet of salvation.
Vous voyez le casque du salut.
Thinking God's thoughts. The prophet wanted to think God's thoughts there. But he couldn't understand it. Because he had his own thoughts. He had to let God minister to him. Until the prophet had God's thoughts. The prophet saw it the same way that God saw it. He said, that's it, I see it. And then it took place. That's the mind of Christ. And that's where the battle's going to be. In the same message, this I think was read last weekend, a part of this quote. Paragraph 11, he says, the thing of it is, man in the fall, man when he fell, he lost his consciousness of what his father put him on earth to do. Remember that was read last week. In other words, he's going to explain that to us. All of the plumbing, as it were. You see, to get something from the word to the soul, it goes through the plumbing here. The brain, the mind. And if that plumbing is not in order, there's a blockage in the pipe somewhere. Nothing goes through. So you've got to get the plumbing in order so that things can go clearly all the way through to the soul. He says, in other words, all the plumbing as it was in our brain. Now friends, a lot of the problems in the plumbing wasn't your fault. It's what you've been through. The false doctrine you've been through. Experiences that you've been through. We need to give those to the Lord. We need to be honest and say, Lord, I need your help on this. I need you to minister to this inside of my experience. Because, Lord, this is blocking the plumbing. Until you help me here, things aren't flowing through for this promise in my life. All of the plumbing in our brain and the outlets of our faith. Now he explains it to us. Has been clogged up with business affairs. Friends, we take so much on ourselves. We never have time for the word. We never have time to meditate on the word. We never have time for God to persuade us of his promises. And then we wonder, why can't I see this word materializing in my life? The plumbing's clogged up with business affairs. He says it's clogged up with home life. I love my home life. But there's certain parts of home life, be careful. Televisions. Worldly entertainment, magazines, books. It's okay. It's up to you.
C'est à vous.
But as for me, I don't want those things in my plumbing.
Mais pour moi, je veux pas que ces choses
entrent. My plumbing was messed up well enough when I was in the world.
Ma tuyauterie a été assez troublée avec
des I don't want to come and give the devil a stick so he can keep beating me in the plumbing.
Je veux pas donner le bâton au diable pour qu'il continue à me frapper.
I'd rather learn the lessons. I don't want anything to do with these things.
Je veux plus rien avoir avec ceci.
I want my inheritance.
Je veux mon héritage.
I want my father to persuade me of his promises.
Je veux que mon père me
persuade. I need to give time to the word.
Je veux donner le temps à la
parole. I need to study those things that are troubling me like the prophet did.
Je veux étudier ces choses qui me troublent.
So that he can draw near and he can start speaking to me as well.
Quand il va s'approcher, il va commencer alors à me
parler. About the promises that he's made for me.
La promesse est là qui a été faite pour
But sometimes we're clogged up with home life.
Parfois nous sommes si
He says domestic things.
Les choses.
Sisters can be so busy with domestic things. It's true.
La sœur peut être si
Never have time for the word.
Domestique.
So busy with washing, ironing children. And it's not easy for sisters, I understand. But we've got to raise up friends, especially at times where you need the manifestation of a promise. You've got to allow him to persuade you of the promises. He says, it's all become so clogged up with that until God cannot operate through those channels that he made man for. The problem isn't with God. It's with the plumbing. It's with opening the way so that he can work through the way that he wants to work. And that needs you to wait upon the Lord to give him opportunity inside of your life. Let's just read Hebrews 11:13 again as our last scripture. The one we started with. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13. Just to show that principle once again. Speaking of these great men of the faith, great women of the faith. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. Friends, that's the way to receive the promise. At first, it sometimes seems far off. You know it's true, but it's not personal to you. So you need to fellowship with it.
Nous devons communier avec.
Spend time studying it.
Passer du temps à les étudier.
Think about it like the prophet was.
Pensez à cela comme le prophète.
Let something draw near and start to persuade you of the promise.
Et jusqu'à ce que quelque chose s'approche, je commence à vous persuader.
And then the prophet embraced the promise.
Alors le prophète
I see it.
De cela,
it's
il a
for
vu,
me.
Il a vu que c'est pour moi.
And then he saw the materialization.
Alors, il a vu la matérialisation.
And then he could come and confess it to the people.
Alors, il pouvait venir et les
I know the scripture, like all other scriptures in the Bible, is true.
Amen.
He says, I didn't understand it for years. I didn't preach it. But now I see it. The way that God sees it. Because God has persuaded me of his promise. May that be our testimony. Let's stand. Let's sing and then we come to a close, friends, and put ourselves before the Lord. I so much love to see sometimes the prophet, like we said last night. The prophet was so transparent. He wouldn't worry about saying what he had been through or doubts that he had had or questions that he had had. And I'm sure the Lord made him like that for a purpose so that it could help us to see that we're following the same way. We all go through common things and that encourages us in this pilgrim journey.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can set afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
In the sweet
by and by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the swim, by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. Spirit, by and by, we shall own the beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We will offer tribute of praise and the glorious gift of His love in the blessing that hallow are in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful, in the sweet. In the sweet, by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful. In the sweet, by and by, in the sweet, by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet. By and by and by, when the morning comes, we know the saints of God are gathered home. We will tell a story how we overcome, who will understand it better by and by. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time, on the skies and hollowing tempers of succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by it. Oh, my Lord, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell a story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word. We will understand it better by Him. Oh, my Lord, by and by. Oh, if all the saints of God are gathered, oh, we will tell the story how we overcome. Who will understand it better by and by? Temptations Eden state often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed, oh, many fruitless widowed it. And we wonder why the taste will hold. Oh, we'll understand it better by it. Oh, my Lord, by and by. Gathered, oh, we will tell a story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and. Oh, my Lord, by and by. Oh, with all the saints of God are gathered.
will tell a story. Oh, for we'll understand it better by and by.
Amen, amen. Let's sing one more song, Deborah. George, do you have one?
That God should love.
Something about faith, brother. Let's sing just that chorus, maybe. Faith in the Father, faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost. These three are one. And let's prepare ourselves just to come to a time of prayer before we close the service.
Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Demons will tremble. Son, faith in the Holy Ghost. This we are one. Demons will tremble and sinners awake and faith in Jehovah make anything faith. Faith in the Father.
In the Father and faith in the Son.
Faith in the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Demons will tremble and sinners awake and faith in Jehovah makes anything faith. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son.
Let's come to a time of prayer. If you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, if you know that you've sinned and you've got transgression in your life, and you want redemption, you want forgiveness, you want the blood that was shed to wash away your sins, all you have to do is believe and confess it with your lips. So as we pray, why don't you just speak to Jesus yourself and say, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." That's what Bartimaeus said. You can say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, I'm sorry. Jesus, deliver me. Jesus, set me free. And he'll hear your prayer. Because it's from a sincere heart. Any other desire that you have before the Lord, saints, let's put it before the Lord. Let's ask the Lord for his grace. For next weekend's meetings. That the Lord may continue to minister us onwards and upwards. For his great name's sake, we pray. Let's all pray. To bring myself.
Oh God, that you, Lord Savior, have question, Lord, and go, Lord, Father, to our sight, Lord, and find answers, Lord, Savior God. Father, give grace, give mercy, Lord, Savior God. Bless us now and hear us now. Give Lord mercy, Lord.
Amen. 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 Just ask Brother Francois if you wouldn't mind coming to close for us.
Precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
This afternoon we come humbly before the throne of mercy.
Yes, Lord.
To thank you for your presence among us.
Amen.
To thank you for your word that was spoken, Father.
Amen.
And to bring us to the level that you want us to be, Father.
Amen.
No man can manufacture it to these things.
Amen.
Except you alone that you can give to us.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And the desire of our heart, Father, that you drop the faith of God in each of us' heart.
Amen. Yes,
you know
Lord.
Our petition and you know our need, Father. Without faith, There's no man that can plead God, Father. That why we ask you, Father, like Rebecca, Father, that was able to believe that there was a husband somewhere without seeing, Father. That yes, why Lord, we yes, ask Lord. You, Father, that you shall give us that faith, Father, amen. That we can believe that the things will happen when amen. We speak about yes, them. Yes, Father, we know that your prophet says that the wool wasn't asked, the lamb wasn't asked to manufacture the wool, but his nature is to bear the wool, Father.
Amen.
When you created us, when you call us, when we were in your mind before the foundation of the world, Father, you call us for these things, Father.
Amen.
There's
yes,
nothing
Lord.
For us to manufacture it to them because you choose us for that, Father.
Yes, Lord,
that's
yes,
why
Lord.
We want to see under the power of the Holy Spirit
yes,
these things be manifest
amen.
Inside of our life, Father. Because we have need and we know, Father, your prophet teaches us, Father, that there will be a time when the third Paul will be manifested
yes.
in each of us' life, Father.
Amen.
And these things, Father, the only things that we can do is to yield ourselves
yes,
to thy word, Father. That
amen.
Your word be made flesh inside of our life, Father.
Yes, Lord,
because
yes,
without that, we can't produce it, Father.
Amen.
Father, where there is an unbeliever, where is something that can hinder your word being manifested
yes,
inside of our life, we cast it out from our
amen.
Heart, Father.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We want you, Holy Spirit, Father, to take control of our heart, that your word should be able to reach inside
yes,
where the soul is, Father.
Amen.
That from there, where we can see your word manifest in each of us life,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Father, we want also to look at the weekend services at thy
amen.
Hand, Father.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We know that it's been a blessing to each of us, Father,
amen.
To be in thy house.
Amen.
With Brother Pinal, with Brother Joseph Lubanza, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for all this kind of meetings, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We want you that when the brother will come, Father, let all the human elements should be taken aside.
Yes.
That you shall speak to him, Father.
Amen.
That we lay him at thy hand, that you know exactly what you people are in need of, the Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we don't want man, we want you to speak to us, Father.
Yes,
because
Lord.
Each time when we come here, we want to be a better people, Father.
Yes, Lord,
the
yes,
only
Lord.
Way we can be a better people is through thy word, Father.
Amen.
And we want your word to come as we saw with our brother, that you made man to be a co-worker with thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And the only true man that you can give the eternal life.
Yes.
And the only true man that you can give faith, Father.
Amen.
And we surrender ourselves this afternoon at thy hand, that
yes,
let
Lord.
It be according to thy word, Father.
Yes, Lord,
as
yes,
Mary
Lord.
Asked the Father, that let it be done according to thy word, Father.
Amen.
That why we ask you that everything that you was preached to Father and to bring us to heavenly places, Father,
yes.
we want you to bring us there, Father.
Amen.
And forgive our shortcoming, Father, and forgive our trespass, Father, our
yes,
unbeliever,
amen.
Manly, Father, because many times when your word persuade us, we try to put it aside, Father,
oh,
and that nature is the human element, Father.
Yes,
and we want you to take it out, Father,
please,
because
Lord.
The prophet tells us that the great munition of the enemy is the doubt, Father.
Amen.
Father, we want to take the doubt away, Father,
amen.
Because it's a cursed thing. Is not of your word, Father.
Amen, yes,
you would request us to have faith, not to have doubt, Father. That's why we solemnly believe this morning that your word has reached the inside of
yes,
our
Lord.
Heart, Father. As we want to depart from this place, Father, we ask you to renew virtue to thy servant,
please,
Father,
Lord.
That you have labor for your kingdom this
amen,
morning,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
That something good should happen to each of us, Father.
Amen.
That when we depart from this place, we shall go with this word, Father, and meditate upon them and search the scriptures, Father, that is dealing with the faith that something should happen to us,
amen.
Father.
Yes,
when
Lord.
You speak, your word is like the rain that come in due season.
Yes,
it doesn't go away without bring forth the seed
amen.
That by which you send that word, Father.
Amen.
That why we want to, we ask you that please, Father, bring the seed of the faith growing inside of our heart, Father, that each moment when your word is spoken, Father, we shall believe on it, Father.
Yes,
if even doubt seeing it, Father, we shall say amen to it.
Amen.
That let it be done according to what was preached, Father.
Yes,
Father, we ask you, Father, that you shall bless all the saints who are not able to make it this morning, Father.
Yes, God.
We want to remember Diesel at thy hand,
Amen.
Father, that your mighty hand be upon him, Father,
yes,
that the angel of healing shall go forth and touch him, Father, and make him whole once again, Father,
Amen.
That the parent should be rejoiced and the you church also will be rejoiced, Father.
Amen.
We know that our life is in thy hand, Father, and sometimes you bring these things to bring us closer unto thee, Father,
yes, God, yes,
and everything according to thy word, the Father says, all work together for the good of those that love the Lord, Father.
Amen.
And we believe that everything that happened to us is for our good, Father.
Yes,
it wasn't something good, you should not allow it, Father.
Amen.
That's why we glorify thy name once again for everything that you are doing to our
yes,
life,
God.
Father.
Yes,
bless us all, Father. Let everything be done according to the way that you say it, Father.
Yes,
and
God.
We ask you that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified and we be blessed, Father.
Amen.
Bless us all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So it's just about next weekend. We have Brother Dele from Nigeria. He's getting in with us on the weekend. So he's going to take service for us Saturday and Sunday. I'm just still waiting for confirmation from about Saturday. So there'll definitely at least be one service on Saturday at 6 o'clock, but there may be two. May have two and then one on Sunday morning because he's going to preach to Brother Tom as well. So let's keep that in prayer. I'll let the saints know just as soon as I hear back from the brother about two services on Saturday. But I think it's going to be like that. Probably about a 2 o'clock service, 6 o'clock service on Saturday. Then he'll take our Sunday morning and then he's preaching for Brother Tommy on Sunday evening. So please keep those meetings in prayer. And may the Lord be with you. God bless you.
Of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this water, you will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. He that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fear. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, come on. I'll come in, come on. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. God's voice calling from heaven. Come out of my people. Be not partakers of her sins. Her sins have reached heaven. God's is her iniquities. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come out, out, come in, come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. the Spirit and the Bride say, come, oh come, come, Church of God, the Spirit and the Bride.